If you have two horses, you know, and you're plowing, is there an anchor horse on the left? Or the better horse?
Not that I know of.
Do you know if there's one for the horse on the right?
I don't know that either.
Okay.
If you drive in four, your two horses in next to the wagon are called the wheel horses. Mm-hmm. You've heard that expression, the wheel horses?
Oh, you mean two plus to the wagon?
Right.
Oh.
They're called the wheel horses.
Uh-huh.
You hear this expression around the community. Oh, he's a regular wheel horse. That means that he's carrying a lot of the load. That's the horse that comes from where they're working horses of two pair or more.
Okay, how about the ones in the front?
Those are the lead horses.
Uh-huh.
You see, many of your expressions that you have in everyday life out here that has nothing to do with some of the things that is far removed from that, just like he's a wheel horse.
Mm-hmm.
You as the rank and file of person that used the expression rather regularly, and he doesn't know, unless he's 70 years old or something like that, that really comes from the pulling position of the horse in relation to the teams, several teams of horses.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay, if something is not near at hand, can you say it's just a little
piece of away?
Okay. If you've been traveling and not finished your journey, you might say that you had a
rest or a stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you had a pretty good distance to go, you might say you had a blank before dark.
I had to stop before dark.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about the distance you have to go?
Oh.
If it's like 200 miles.
I still have a long way to go.
Okay. If something is very common, you don't have to look around for it, you know, in a special place. You say that you can find it just about
anywhere.
Okay. Somebody slipped on some ice and he fell this way on his tail. You say he fell?
To the right.
Or he fell? And he landed on his...
He fell on the side and landed on his seat.
Yeah. Okay, so if he fell in the direction of his seat, you say he fell
backwards.
Okay. And he didn't fall backwards. He
fell sideways or forward.
If you went fishing and didn't catch anything, you might say no.
I was skunked.
Okay, would you ever use nary? Would you ever say
nary? I didn't catch nary one.
Okay, would you yourself use that?
No, ma'am. No, sir.
Okay.
You're getting colloquial expressions way back in the backwoods now.
Was that fairly common, you know, when you were growing up?
Nary one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I put on these acts quite often for my classes. Sometimes, as I told you the other day, using colloquial expressions and very in second-rate English.
Mm-hmm.
I used the expression the other day, I think I told you yesterday, about this little girl from out in Central Texas. And I said, that's like, everybody's just like a Martin going to his gourd. And Sunday's paper had a string of gourds where this man had his gourd strung up to attract the Martins.
Mm-hmm.
Because Martins' basic diet